This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 9th. I'm Paul Plack. United Airlines has placed orders with Boeing for 25 Dreamliners and with Airbus for 25 A350 XWBs, and the contracts include options for 50 more of each. Korean Air has ordered 5 Boeing 747-8 Intercontinental Jetliners, becoming the first Asian airline to order the passenger version of the plane. Air Algérie has contracted for the purchase of 4 ATR-72-500s. Value at list price is $82 million with deliveries in 2010. Virgin Galactic hosted the public unveiling of Spaceship Two in California Monday. Richard Branson has decided to name it VSS Enterprise. The Seattle Times cites a source close to the project in reporting that the first flight of the 787 Dreamliner is now scheduled for December 18th. Boeing will not confirm the story, but admits the plane has been fueled. Airbus says the first composite layup for the A350 XWB, the center wing box, has been manufactured and marks the coming to life of its new widebody. Clear Fuels Technology and Rentec will get a $23 million federal grant to build a biomass gasifier at Rentec's Energy Technology Center in Denver. The two pilots of Northwest Flight 188, which overshot Minneapolis by 150 miles, went before an administrative law judge Monday to try to get their certificates back. They say ATC deserves part of the blame. Airline cutbacks have taken Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport below the volume threshold to be considered a large domestic hub by the DOT. The FAA has begun soliciting bids for $7 billion in next-gen ATC research and development. And Mike Massimino's first tweet from space has been nominated as Tweet of the Year. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, airshow performer Matt Youngkin has a couple tips for you if you want to perform aerobatics in a Beach 18. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.